Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doctors at a Detroit hospital have performed what they believe to be the first double lung transplant on a patient suffering from a vaping-related disease.
On our newsline is Dr. Deanna Lights, the health reporter for WWJ Radio in Detroit. Doctor, thanks for joining us. What do we know about this patient?
Well, we know that he had the double lung transplant October 15th. He first went into the hospital in September. They thought he had pneumonia, and then he kept getting worse. He eventually, doctors say he was just a few days away from dying, and he got the double lung transplant. We know he was 16 when he got the transplant. His birthday was a week ago, so now he's 17. He's making good prognosis, but it's going to be a long haul. But they said that he is very weak, but he's walking, talking, eating. And his family, they wanted to just put this out there so that people would see that, you know, this is a preventable tragedy and they want to maybe help one person, even it's worth it to stop vaping and save a life.
One of the surgeons says he had never seen lung damage like that.
He said he'd been doing lung transplants for 20 years and had never seen anything like this. He said it was very scarred, there was dead tissue, and very inflamed.
You mentioned really briefly the patient's prognosis. What's the typical prognosis for, well, such a young patient, but what's the outlook for him after a double lung transplant like that?
Well, they said that the average survival rate is 7 years. However, if those lungs go bad, he could get another double lung transplant, but they're hoping that with his young age, that youth behind him, that he will be able to outlive that. They would not tell us, though, one thing was they would not reveal whether if he had vitamin E or nicotine or THC in the vaping or how often he vaped. They wouldn't release any of that information, so we don't know that.
Dr. Deanna Lights, health reporter for WWJ Radio in Detroit. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.